This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. This is Frankie Boyer. Tom Cohen is with the second largest cannabis company in the country, and he does community outreach and patient activation specialty. But prior to working in the cannabis space, Tom had a successful career as an award-winning video writer, producer, director, and executive TV commercial producer for one of the largest nation's largest retailers. But he's always been an advocate for cannabis. And Tom, welcome back. It's so nice to have you with us. But what was it about this industry that you gave up another career to switch over?
Well, I've always been an advocate and a fan of cannabis. And I didn't really give up my career working for the retailer. I was let go due to a company downsizing. So I was looking for new employment in areas that I felt that I would want to be a part of. And at that time, cannabis was just beginning to really, you know, come forward and get more and more legalized in states. And I said, well, this is an area that I would like to be in. I want to be a part of history. I want to be a part of Illinois history. And I believe in the medicinal qualities of cannabis. And I would like to start using my interest and my knowledge in cannabis to start helping people find relief.
What's the biggest misconception as we go forward in 2022 about this plant, in your opinion?
I think there's still a big negative stigma that it's dangerous and it's not healthy. And but that is changing, and it's changing rapidly because of the legalization within the United States. I believe there's 18 states that are recreational only, and then there's 34 states that are both medical and recreation. So I think that stigma is kind of being, you know, swept under the carpet. And I think people still think that it's dangerous, and it's really not. As with any type of, medicine, you have to be cognizant of, and aware of how to use it and not to abuse it.
When you say not to abuse it, you educate people about what the benefits are to using this plant. And when people find out about the benefits of this plant and you talk with them, what are the biggest questions that they have?
Is it safe? And it is. Will it show up in blood tests? If my company does blood tests, that's probably the number two question that I get. People just want to know how it's going to help me feel. Will it help combat anxiety? Will it help my depression? Will it lower my blood pressure? Will it give me, motivation and energy? Will it increase my appetite? So people have a litany of questions and concerns regarding this. And interestingly enough, more and more since we last talked, more and more people are coming into the dispensaries with better knowledge, knowing more about the plant, knowing what they're seeking.
I think that's awesome. Anxiety is just very high right now. COVID in our own neighborhoods in New England is just crazy right now. I was just at an event. 4 out of the 8 people that I was with have now gotten COVID. It's still a major part of our life and our lifestyles. And so the anxiety of living in today's world is so high. Will will this plant help with anxiety? And if you don't want to get high, will the CBD be just as effective?
Yes. Yes, CBD will be, as a matter of fact, probably more effective than THC, you know, to quash and calm down the anxiety. And you're right, COVID has really, really done a number on everybody. People are, anxious, they're depressed, they're tired of living in four walls, not being able to go out and socialize. And I have seen, in our dispensary, an increase in cannabis use among individuals that are quarantined or having to stay at home and raise their kids and just not be out to their normal life. 12% of Americans are active marijuana users. And I think what we're seeing is that it's going to continue to grow, particularly with COVID. I can tell you this is that, several patients of mine and people that recreational people that come in want to stop using alcohol to calm themselves down or
yes.
to, you know, relax, and they want to start using cannabis. And they say, will cannabis quash, will it get rid of my alcohol cravings? And yes, it can. You know, I can't say it will, but it can. Everybody is different. And that's the one caveat. You know, this drug affects people differently. The COVID is really taking a toll, but it's also helped the cannabis business. You're seeing more and more online orders. You're seeing more and more delivery. Here in Illinois, we don't have delivery, but we have a very robust online ordering. And nationwide, you're seeing that grow more and more because of COVID.
Tell us exactly how to even begin the dosing, because people are just, it's not very clear how to take, whether it be THC or CBD, whether you want to get high, whether you don't want to get high, whether you're using it for depression, anxiety, whether you're using it for back issues or a knee issue, whatever it might be. How do you even use this plant effectively and efficiently?
Well, first is to talk to your patient care representative or your bud tender. Tell them what your ailments are and what you're looking for relief. And then I would always say, as any good practitioner would, start slow and go low. So for a lot of people, you know, cannabis today is so strong. Anywhere between 16% up to 38-40% THC. So it takes less to get the effect that you're looking for. So I always tell people, start slow. Take one or two hits and wait a half hour and see how you're feeling. A lot of people are leery of inhalation modalities.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Yes, they don't want to smoke it.
COVID
absolutely.
Is an ideal, issue. So a lot of people are turning more towards tinctures, which you put under your tongue or you can put in beverages. A lot of people are turning more towards edibles, which may be easier to dose, a little more difficult to maybe get the effect that you're looking for. So there's just a lot of different ways that people can dose. But more and more people are turning away from inhalation, even though it's the quickest mode of relief, and going more towards tinctures and tonics and edibles.
Yeah, that makes sense, Tom. It really makes sense because most people are looking, they're not understanding the way it doesn't have to be all or nothing. This plant is so adaptable and can work on so many fronts, from PTSD to fibromyalgia, you name it. It can help Lyme disease. It can really be such a powerful. And I used to have a doctor. We have to get her back on, Dr. Uma. She used to say, start slow, and always know that you can go up. So start slow and drink. When you're tricating, drink a lot of water. She said it's really the key to finding the right way it works for you. And when you taking any kind of medicinal plant, you must drink water to have the effects.
That's very true. And if people are doing vape cartridges or they're doing stronger concentrates like shatters or butters or things of that nature, it's very important to drink because they do dehydrate you. So she's right.
Absolutely.
You know, drinking is very important in this.
We will continue in just a moment with Tom Cohen. Tom Cohen is our guest today and one of the leading practitioners in helping people understand and educate us all about this plant. We'll be back in just a moment and stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Tom Cohen, welcome back. Tom Cohen, an educational outreach professional working with the community, working with patients at the second largest dispensary in the country. And we're talking about the importance of dosing, the importance of what is it that you need to take the edge off when you go to bed at night? Is your brain still going? Are you suffering from anxiety? Do you have physical pain from an ailment? Are you trying to cut back on drinking? Are you trying to get a handle on the opioid crisis? This plant has the ability to do miraculous things for people, Tom, as you know and I know. It's just finding the right practitioner and finding the right way to use the plant, because it can be a bit overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, particularly when you've got a plant, a medicine that can address several different issues all at once. You know, I have fibromyalgia, and I also have arthritis, terrible arthritis in my right hand, and I'm right-handed dominant. And cannabis helps both of those at the same time. Before the break, you had mentioned we were talking about dosing, and you made a comment about, you know, doing less. Less is actually more, they're finding out, that maybe one or two hits off of a pipe or a joint is probably more effective than smoking a full gram joint. People can always do less. They can always do more, but you can't do less. So that's why we say go slow, go low. The industry has set a standard of, and I don't know where it came from, but the industry has set a standard that 10 milligrams is a normal adult dose. But we're finding that 2.5 milligrams, 5 milligrams, whether it's of an edible or whether it's a pill or a capsule, seems to do the job just fine. And if it doesn't do the job just fine, take another 2.5 milligrams or take another 5 milligrams. People get jammed up when they, particularly with edibles, if they do too much at one time.
I also find, I have to say that, yes, for CBDs as well, CBD use as well, less is always better. An example is I gave the dog a full cookie. I should have given the dog a half a cookie. A full cookie was too much for the dog. And the opposite of what I wanted to have happen did not happen. He became very agitated. He was pacing even more. So less is better for humans and for animals. So you start slow. You go low and start slow. I like that motto, because it really makes sense. It really does.
It really does. And you can all, and that's the beauty of this plant, is because you can try to titrate it to your needs. But go low, go slow is always the mantra that we use, always.
And you should always try to work with a professional on how to use the plant and where to begin and how to tricate. You really should have someone that has experience. And tell us what the entourage effect is, because you may be using CBD for a long time and it's still not helping the back pain. So maybe it's time to try the entourage effect. And tell everybody, Tom Cohen, what the entourage effect is, please.
So the entourage effect is the combination of the over 150 cannabinoids in the marijuana plant working with what are known as terpenes in the cannabis plant. Terpenes are what give fruits and vegetables and flowers their aromas. And it's not a new discovery. Terpenes have been used for centuries to make perfumes and to make infused oils. So the combination of THC and the combination of terpenes puts everything together to help give you more of the desired effect. For instance, let's say you want something to go to sleep. Okay, well, an indica is a very good strain to help you go to sleep. Indicas have a high level of CBD. So that's going to give you pain relief. That's going to give you relaxation. That's going to give you chill. The terpenes in the, in the cannabis plant are myrcene, which is from mangoes, and linalool. Linalool is a terpene for lavender. Both of those are known to create sedative, narcotic, relaxing effects. So the terpenes, the linalool, the myrcene, and the indica oil that's in the cannabis plant work together to give you that sleep relief. There's another way to look at the entourage effect, and that would be not only the cannabis, or the THC and the CBD and the terpenes, but it would also be using another modality in addition to the plant, which would be maybe using a topical. You've got fibromyalgia or you've got deep muscle sore. Well, the CBD is going to help, and the THC is going to help give you the pain relief and cut down the inflammation, but the topical is going to give you an additional relief by going into the, you know, the layers of the skin. So that's another way of looking at the entourage effect.
So there's vaping flower versus smoking flower, and then there are edibles versus inhalation, and there are concentrates. So there's lots of varieties to choose from if you're not wanting to smoke or you don't want to have that smoke in your apartment.
Correct. Definitely. Vape cartridges and concentrates, there still is an aroma that comes out when you exhale, but it's not that weedy smell that we're all accustomed to. With edibles and tinctures and tonics and drinks, there's none of that, but you do get a longer lasting effect. It's more covert, and that's why people like the edibles. I would also say that in addition to finding a good practitioner, a good dispensary, a good bud tender, patient care representative, is to keep a journal of what you're using, likes, dislikes, effects, lack of effects, because that will help you know what works for you, and it will help you tell your bud tender what you're looking for, what doesn't work. And your bud tender can look at your notes and say, okay, well, then let's try this. This is a drug, this is a medicine that is really trial through experimentation. And if it doesn't work, you try something else, and maybe it's a combination of several different products.
It's so interesting how varied and versatile the plant is. So you can really create whatever it is, but it's finding the person that has the knowledge to take you to where you need to go.
Right. And hopefully you do find that knowledge. There was a study done many, many years ago, maybe about 3 years ago, where they found out that 68% of the bud tenders do not have good knowledge of what cannabis can and cannot do. And that's quite an alarming number for someone like me in the business. So education is paramount to doing a good job and serving your patients and serving the community well. And there's a lot of opportunities to get educated in the cannabis space.
Absolutely. And there's still time to find out about a career in cannabis. It's not too late. There's still lots of room. Tom Cohen, is there a website you can give to people?
My website is still under construction, but people, if they're interested in learning more about cannabis as a medicine and certain issues that they may have with it, they can email me, and my email address is tc3biz@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. We've got to run. We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, and I was so impressed with our next two guests because Ezra and Isaiah have created this opportunity to do something that very few do, and I want to welcome them. They're with Infused Elements. They are co-founders and natives of Holyoke. And you guys have been able to explain to us how this works. You are creating the first fully operational Cannabis Control Commission social equity program. And explain what exactly does that mean, and welcome to the program.
Yes, and thank you for having us, Frankie. So basically, I'm the founder of Infused Element. This started basically a year ago. I'm just making homemade, like cookies and like macarons and brownies and stuff like that, and I made it for my friends and family. And I decided to create a business once I found out about the social equity program. So the social equity program is a program that helps people that have grew up in disproportionate areas with licensing fees and help with how to get into the cannabis business as an entrepreneur or as an employee or as basically an ancillary if you want to sell like products like, you know, papers and like packaging and stuff like that as well. So the social equity program just helps someone that can't really get into the cannabis business easily with basically not charging them any basically fees for the licenses. So it's easier entry for us to get into the business, basically.
So you don't have to. So do you still own your space? And how is it in a co-op? Tell us how it works.
It's not a co-op, so we still have to go through the same process as anybody else would, but we do have a space. It's a 9,000 square feet. Me and Ezra co-founded it together because we're adding three different products. So we're doing edibles, and we're doing vape pens, and we're also doing beverages. So Ezra's going to be in charge of the beverages, and I'm going to be in charge of the edibles on my side as well. And we both basically are in the social equity program, and we met through this program called Holyoke Code. It's an entrepreneurship program. We went through this incubator for 3 months basically to basically start our own business. That's how I started Infused Element. And that's how I met Ezra, through that business as well. So we're both going to be working in that space together.
And do you have to put a lot of money up yourself, or do you get investors, or who funds this because you're not up and running yet? That is a good question.
That is one of the biggest problems that the cannabis industry has, because the banks don't really work with you, so you do have to work with private investors. And that's why for somebody that grew up in a disproportionate area where they don't have the funds, that's why they created the social equity program, so they can waive the license fees. But we still do have to get investors to build out the location, to get the equipment going, to hire employees, and to get the whole process going. So we do have to find actual private investors as opposed to going to banks, because banks don't work with cannabis businesses because it's not legal nationally.
Right. Tell us about the incubator. Were they able to expose you to potential investors?
Yeah, I'll let Ezra speak to that.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for having us. My name is Ezra. So, yeah, the good thing about the E4All Incubator is that it gave us a chance to get our brand out there and our personalities out there. So individuals are able to see what we're doing and be able to access some of the information that we have to get them into kind of the conversations that we had. So we actually had a group come out and communicate their desire to help us out and help us with the equity part of it, as in the social equity, helping us get our technical assistance and like identifying raising capital, some of the best practices in the marijuana industry, and just kind of creating a really thoughtful and well put together business plan. So that was a big part of the E4All program.
So my question is, 9,000 square feet is a huge space. That's a lot of space and a lot of rent. So
yes.
How does that work?
Definitely. So we already have strategic partnerships in place with the owner of the building as well. So, you know, since we're in the social equity program, he is working with us when it comes to the lease as well. So we have been connected through this honestly through the E4L network with all the mentors that they offer, getting us the resources, and has helped us a lot get in the door, in starting this business. But that's basically what's going to happen. And once we raise the money, we're going to be able to build out. So our plan is really in the future to have other social equity entrepreneurs come and use our space. That way they can start their product, their business.
I mean,
there.
This is what I've never done a show like this, and I'm so excited for both of you because this is what it's all about, allowing individuals that are not the deep monies, that aren't the suits, that have a vested interest in the community, that want to come in and provide products and make a difference in the community, give back to the community, and have the community support them. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, that's really what the community is about. It's a community more than just the business, honestly. And especially when you're local, you want to actually, you know, help the local community as well and build the community as you're growing. Especially if you grew up. I grew up in Western Mass in Holyoke, same as Ezra.
Right.
You
and
be able
so
to give back.
You have to want
to give
back. Absolutely. So are we allowed to say the name of someone who's going to be in the same building as you guys? Are we allowed to say that his company as well?
Yeah, that's public information. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be in the same building. Have you met him, Paul Pierce, the former Boston Celtics?
We haven't bumped into him yet in the building, but he does have a manufacturing product in there in that same building.
And how exciting is that? That's going to be kind of cool, don't you think?
That is very exciting to be in the same building as somebody as, you know, popular as that, especially from the same state. Well.
I have to work on my three-pointer before we meet.
You really? Let me ask you, did you ever think before the incubator that this would ever happen to you both and that you were able to take an avocation and make it into your vocation?
No, honestly, when I started the incubator, it was just purely just being curious. There was this pitch class on somebody shared on Facebook and it was E4All. And what they do is they do a pitch, not a pitch class, like I do a pitch, contest, and anybody that has a business idea, they can pitch it. And then they give out, you know, funds for it, on that day for that pitch. And that's how I actually got introduced to Ezra and somebody else that had a cannabis business. So I was like, I want to start a cannabis business. So I went and actually went to the actual incubator as opposed to the pitch contest. And it was free. I was like, why not? You know, we weren't doing anything. You know, everybody was at home, you know, just earlier this year during the pandemic. So I just took the class and Ezra was in the same class as well. So that's how I met him. And from there, you know, we just became friends and then we just started talking about we should collaborate because Ezra already works with non-alcoholic beer and he can talk to that. You want to go ahead and talk about that, Ezra?
Yeah, so I own a company called Nod Brews where we kind of started bringing non-alcoholic beer to the forefront. And a big thing is when I stopped drinking, I was like, I still love beer. I still love having a nice, relaxing time. So I came into the whole non-alcoholic craft beer industry. And then while I was in the industry, I'm like, there's something else here for people that still want that extra relaxation. And then it kind of clicked. Infused non-alcoholic beer, which is a growing product in the country. But like this idea of giving people that still the relaxation, that flavor, that kind of quality of a craft beer, but having be infused. So that's where that whole beverage kind of explosion happened. Was like, oh, let's do mocktails, let's do things like this, and give them that same relaxation without the negative effects of alcohol.
Yeah, so that's basically how this came. So we never expected any of this to come about when we started the program, honestly. It just came about based on the resources and mentors and connections we got through the program.
So you've crossed so many hurdles. We'll talk about this in just a moment. But this is a new program, and I commend the city of Holyoke for doing this. It's the CCC, Cannabis Control Commission Social Equity Program. And give the website as we go to break real quick, guys, please.
All right. Our website is infuseelement.com, INFUSEDELEMENT, infuseelement.com, and you can find our social medias on the website as well.
We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And I am so excited for our guest today because they're talking, Infused Elements is the name. They have signed, tell us exactly, Ezra's welcome back, and Isaiah's, what exactly is the connection with the city of Holyoke? You own the company, but they're underwriting you? Or tell me how this social equity program works.
I can take that. Yeah, so the cool thing about the social equity program is that it helps people in areas of disproportionate impact be able to start a company. It's such a large capital raise that most people aren't able to do if they are coming from an area or have issues with having passed regulator offenses, things like this. So it kind of like creates a equitable program so people are able to find and get resources that they need. So it's a Massachusetts-based program, and what it does, it gives it kind of goes through the process of helping individuals know what they need to do and help those face the systematic barriers that have been promoted throughout the years, which have been hard for individuals to get into the cannabis industry. So with the equity right. program, it allows individuals to be able to bypass all those hurdles.
I'm just so impressed. And then E for All is the organization that helped put you guys together and did the incubator?
Yeah, the E for All program helps any businesses, any sort of business. You want to come in there and start a business, they'll help you actually anything from A to Z to start a business. They'll help you do the business plan. I came in with cannabis, and Ezra came in with a non-alcoholic company, a beer company, and that was his E for All business idea, and this was mine, Infused Element. And we met through there. But yeah, E for All, basically that's how we kind of connected, and that's how we got most of our resources, and we got connected with the correct people in the city, with lawyers, and all that. And it has been honestly a blessing, especially, you know, with everything that we've done in just 1 year, you know, to get the location, to get, you know, the resources, the connections and all that. So it has been awesome.
When will you open up? When is the first day of business, and when do you get to actually make product and sell to the public and all those good things that will help with the revenue?
Yeah, I know. We're hoping to open this year. There are hurdles that we got to, you know, come across. We're raising the funds right now, and we're processing the application right now as well. So we're hoping to have that done by first quarter, and then hopefully build out second quarter, so third, fourth quarter. Hopefully, and then we can manufacture and then distribute to the dispensaries so the customers can have product.
How many hoops do you have to go through? I mean, this is a very long process, isn't it?
It is. It is a process, but it's really mainly just raising the capital and just filling out the application, which is a huge, huge process. It's a lot of paperwork. You need lawyers to look at things and all that. So it does take, some people take a month or two. Some people take more time, you know, depending on what resources they have. So it can be a process. And then depending on the Cannabis Commission, how long it takes for them to go over the paperwork, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's expected, and, you know, we're ready for it. You know, it's been a year, and we've come a long way. So I'm ready for this year to do a lot more.
I'm hoping so. Yeah, that would be great to see you Is the public allowed into your space, or do you have to find a retail space?
Yeah, so we're not going to do any retail, so they don't have to find us. We're going to be just a manufacturing warehouse, per se. We manufacture the products, and we distribute to the dispensaries, and then the dispensaries will sell our products.
Okay. So that eliminates the middleman, and it also, mm-hmm. you know, how many other cannabis companies will be in at One Cabot?
I believe there's about 4 or 5 companies that are going to be in that building. It's a pretty big building. It's right by the Connecticut River. It's an old mill in Holyoke, because Holyoke used to be they call it the paper city, because they have a lot of
paper. Yeah, it used to be a paper mill,
a lot of paper
mill town.
There. Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I've heard
that's
people
so cool.
calling Holyoke the rolling paper city now because of all the cannabis.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And so from idea to where you are today, it's taken about a year and a half, would you say, 2 years? And then it's going to be probably another 6-7 months before you're fully functioning, or maybe even longer?
Yeah, I would say third quarter, fourth quarter, we should be operational. It took about a year, you know, for us to just get a space. Well, 6 months, I would say, because that's when I started looking. About 6 months to get an actual space and get a, you know, lease of intent signed and a host community agreement. You know, it took a little bit, but, you know, we got it done, because finding a location was one of the hardest things as well in the area, because, you know, there's a lot of people coming into the area to start a cannabis business. And to find a good location in a good area, especially with electricity costs, there's so many factors that go into it. But, yeah, we fell into a right spot after a couple months, back and forth from different locations, you know, because they fell through as well.
And all of this is because you lived in the community, you grew up there, and you're able to find all of this, the resources to help you, Ezra, to make this happen?
Oh, definitely. Like, it's been really great, especially working in the town that I live in. I live in Holyoke, and it's been a really supportive what we're doing, and I just want to give back as many resources eventually to help other individuals do the same thing we did, so it's been great.
And you guys have a lot of other E4All alum who met each other in the program, and they will also be networking and all of that. I think this is such a win-win situation, and it's really how this industry should work, is taking people that are not deep pockets, that do not have the money, that are going out and finding the money, finding the resources. So I congratulate you both, and please keep us posted on down the road and give us the best website for more information. Go ahead.
Yeah, our website is infuseelement.com, infuseelement.com, and you can find our social websites on there as well. And thank you so much, Frankie. I would love to be back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
And thank all
you,
of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile. We'll see you next time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.